Simin Kuf Beis, Davar Shni Shematir. Mirat Hashem will do through Sif Gimel today. Kol Davar, Zakhtar Mechaber and Sifal. Kol Davar Shni Shematir, Vigim Beis Hashanol de Beyom Tov, Shri Lamachar, Nesavra Bachiris, Bein Shlema Bein Shufo, Einu Batei Lafilu Be'er. The Allah is that Davar Shni Shematir is one of the things that Chazal reveres her on, that afilu be'elof le'bottle. The reason why it's not bottle, that we saw is already machlekes rishonim. Rashi in Beis on Avdal Gimel Amud Beis says, "Achad echlenu b'sit echlenu b'heter." Le'bottle chazal la'atir adavar b'bittle if it's going to have a heter b'meilo la'charzman. Why do you have to be same b'chon the bittle? L'chur, this is a svar that applies sai b'min b'minei, sai b'min b'shenim b'minei. Even if it's nasar v'shenim b'minei, you still have the same time of achad echlenu b'isur echlenu b'heter. The pashas would also apply. Sai by Lach and Sai by Yavish. Turning chicken that laid an egg into a pile of eggs and you don't know which one it is. That's also that's the case of there was maybe never we'll see in Siftal. That's it was Nisarif, that's Yavish Biyavish, it applies also. Now we saw in Kuf Aleph, Mishim the Teres Chathas, that Lachur the Teres Chathas is going with the same svara of Rashi Vacha Techanubis and Techanub Heter, and he says that this svar applies only by mimbeminu, not by mimbeshenim minu. Why? The shani davar sheish matirim from a variant. Sheina hashivis mitzad eser atmai elam yachar sheir leheter achar kach lerot lechom mishin batal. Why should you? Chazal said, why eat this thing when it's eser when you can eat this thing which is heter? The chol shen zar shleivim minu is that there is atos ein aheter nikar al davar aser ela hashem hadavar shleitzar boy. Vavekimi shein lematirim. It's only considered Davar Shish Matirim Kokama that this thing which is Aser now is going to have a Heter afterwards. Mashenki was a Nisar V'Cheni Minoy. You have a Dvar Isser, you have a Tomei fish, a non-kosher fish which fell into a Chalim pot. Now, that's a She'ini Minoy. The Heter is going to be Nikra once the fish is Nisar inside the Chalim becomes Aser. So Kum Tais, it doesn't pass to say don't eat the fish be'isr when you go ahead and eat it be'heter. Because when you eat it be'heter, the heter is not going to be nikra on the fish. The heter is now nikra, the fish changed. It's not fish anymore. The fish is now chalm. The fish became part of the chalm. And the male, the heter is going to be nikra on the chalm. It doesn't pass to say it's a techlan be'isr, techlan be'heter. That's the Sora, even if he says Rashi, why it should only pass by min b'vinin, not by min b'sheni b'vinin. We saw the Ran in Adarm and Beis Amud Aleph that says Lafi, the Ran of Shad, it's very clear why it applies only by Mimimim and Mimim Mishen Yimim. This whole svar is that the machlek is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan of whether now we hold Mimimim is bottle is dafka in something where you have Isser and Heter. The machlek is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what defines Mimiminoi, the Shem Ha'etzen. Is it the dimyun ha'atzim? Is it similar in metzias? Dam and dam is two things that are similar in metzias. Mashenkin according to the Rabbanan, that min b'mina is not defined by whether or not it's similar in metzias. Is it similar in iser and heter? If one is iser, one is heter, then despite the fact that in metzias they are dema, nevertheless it's considered sheni b'mina. Memela, the Rabbanan hold in a case where even the iser is dema to the heter because the iser alone is going to have heter lachazman. It's similar to the heter, and in a case where it's min b'minai, everything is dainu. The shame ha'etzim is also similar. Then b'mele consider min b'minai because it's either abundant. There's no reason to say it's not considered min b'minai. Sai in the dimyun ha'atzmi, it's the same, and sai papin iser heter is the same. B'mele ebazay, even according to Rabbanan, such a thing is considered min b'minai. When even the iser is going to be heter, then it's doing with the heter to the saravim. It's considered min b'minai. Vafil be'elof le'bottle. The man this applies only their klal, only by min b'minai, not by min b'sheni b'minai. Unless it's mamash heter gamur now, like the Ran says. The pashtus, that's only sar min b'minai. Once it's min b'sheni b'minai, you have a fish that was the saravim chalons. That's sheni b'minai. So then, even according to the Rabbanan, that it could be that the fish or whatever it is going to have a heter lachazman, whatever it is going to have a heter lachazman, but be'etzem it's not doing it. Because the Shema Atm is not similar. One is challenged and one is fish. One is... Now, the pashtus lechur of the Ran, Mikufyo, would be that this is a svar d'araisa. Because he's saying that the Rabbanan are maskim to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is far as the Deraisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds Mimba Bina Yafilu Be'alach Leibato, that's a Din Deraisa. So the Rabbanan are maskim by Dabash Yish Matirim to Rabbi Yehuda, then Pasha is a Din Deraisa. Nevertheless, the Prima Galim, the Pri Chodesh at the beginning of the Simen, Pri Chodesh Tar Sam Sefal, Ze'in Elim Yidra Rabbanan, Now we derive some bechomi the betrayed bottle. In the Sivah Chayim Lahatayis, the Prima Godin here in Mishpat says, the Sefal says, Ve'achlatam Aram, Shevi Ataz, Minatir Mutter, the Akshav of Isser. The Maisen, Seif Seif, right now, at the time that the Isser fell inside, it's Isser. Very good, the Akhar's man is going to have a heter, so it's very good to the heter that it fell into. But right now, it's Isser. So at the time of the Bittul, you mamash have a Mimashayim meeting. It's considered Q as if Isser is falling into Heter. You're right that Isser l'achas man l'av Heter. But right now you have Isser falling into Heter. So yeah, that's considered Mim B'Sheni Minay. And according to the Rabbanon, it's going to be Bata. That was the Prima Gana. Now Yesh L'ayin, if all the Tnoim that we're going to see as we go through the Simen apply our Shaykh Sai L'fi Daran and Sai L'fi Rashi. There is a Lashon at the end of the Mishnah says, In Oisei, he says, "Kol atnoyim shehusnu b'damar sheish matirim sheyochem nami l'haran." He does say that. But l'chero, it's not so fashion. Many of the nekudas seem to be machlekes sacharinim, whether or not it's b'chal shayach. There will be l'chero a lot of nafkamin as well. Many, yes. What's that? So we're going to have to see whether or not Ran is masking to Rashi also, and we'll get to Beis Hashem as Baruch, Mehemshech of the Simen. We're not going to be able to Oisei today because a lot of the nekudas, the differences are going to be seen in Siv Dalet also, Mez Hashem, that you'll have to wait Chazir in the morning. Now, the Machaber continues, Vafilu Safik Nol de Beyomtev, Vinesar Vibachiris, Asurais, Vimnesar Vibashin Amina, Batele Besamach. Says the Rama, Miun, Libinu Bamaychol, Inasta Bekadir, Sakana Kadir, Finchamalu Batana Gailis, Inna Batele, Vimber Chayans, and Tovkov Yiv Gimbo. Is Mitzayim 2, Chavaz Yontif, that the Machaber says the same thing as the Rama here. That Min B'Mina is not defined like we say Min B'Mina generally. Min B'Mina by Davashish Matir has different moidim, it's a different gauge. And that is anything which is, it's really Taisis. Anything which is Taisis in based on the Chamar Ches says anything which is Nitzrach for the Tarevis that it went into is considered Min B'Mina. The Torah can hear held not this way. The Torah says, the way the Dark Commission is already murdered, that the Torah says that according to Avi Ezri, that holds that a Beitza that was put into a Tafshol is considered a Davar Sheish Matirim, it's Mashma that is Chirlik on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that only the Davar Sheish Matirim is only by Mim B'Mina, not by Mim B'Sheini Mina. So how could the Avi Ezri go ahead and say that an egg that you put into a Tafshol, that you put into a pot of food, is now going to turn into a Davar Sheish, is going to still have a Din Davar Sheish Matirim, according to Mim B'Sheini Mina? Now, if we understand like the Rama says, and like the Tosfos in Beis says in Daf Lamed Ches, then L'chura, there's no machlokes between the Avi Ezri and Rabbeinu Tam. The Avi Ezri says, an egg in a Tafshol, that's something which is Nitzrach for the Tafshol. But Mela, that's considered Mim B'Mina, even though B'Metzias, it really is Mim B'Sheini Mina. Masha'in came, Rabbeinu Tam that said, that the only time that we say Davar Sheish Matirim was Dafka Mim B'Mina, not by Mim B'Sheini Mina, it was talking about when a totally foreign object fell in, which is most Nitzrach. Why would Isser go into your pot if it didn't fall by itself? You open up the freezer and bang, something came flying out of the freezer into your pot. What was that thing? Something that you had a shadow about, they put away in your freezer, that's the rock. Came flying inside. Something which is not shaykh to the Tarevis, that's considered Mim B'Sheini Mina. Mashenk and anything which is shaykh to the Tarevis, it's not considered Mim B'Sheini Mina. So Kanira, the Torah that understands the Machlekes between Avias and the Rabbeinu Tam, did not understand like the Tesis. However, Lalacha, the Ramah here passes like Tesis. And the Mechaber Alein passes like this is in Simen Tavkov Yud Gimel. The Chora of this Svara only applies according to Rashi. It doesn't pass according to the Ram. What's the Svara B'Chlal? L'mais it's Mim B'Sheini Mina. What's the difference that it's Nitzrach for the Tarivis that it fell into? Very good that you need Mayim Melach or eggs or whatever it is for the Isa. But L'mais it's Mim B'Sheini Mina. So what's the reason why we should say that there is a Chumra of Davar Sheish Matirim? The Yushalmi says the only time that we say Davar Sheish Matirim, like the Ran brought down, the Yushalmi says the only time that we say Davar Sheish Matirim is Dafka Mim B'Mina, not Mim B'Sheini Mina. So if we say like Rashi, that the Svara of Mim B'Sheini, of Davar Sheish Matirim is Asher Teichlenu B'Etzer Teichlenu B'Heter, and the Torah Sattas is Mazver, that only applies to Mim B'Mina, not by Mim B'Sheini Mina, Because by Mimishen Mina, it doesn't pass to say Teichlena Beheter, because you're not going to be eating the Tarevis Beheter Bechal. You're eating the you're not going to be eating the Isser Beheter. You're eating the Tarevis Beheter. And mainly you could say that in a case where Mayim Umelach was Nasar Vene Isom, then the Heter is going to be Nikra on the Mayim Umelach. Why? Because I see something which is Nitzrach for the Tarevis, then in the Tarevis, in the Isa, I see Mayim Umelach. I see, what is Isser mean now? It's Mayim Umelach. Mashenko and Dover Isser, which is a totally Zach Gizach, egg of Dover Shish Matirim. Let's say the mushroom, chicken, would be a Dover Shish Matirim. A chicken that was laid on Yontif. Would be a Dover hatched on Yontif. That would be considered early. And it falls into a cholent. It falls into something which has no shyness. Then it's Nizbato to the cholent. The cholent, the egg has no, I don't see in the cholent a piece of chicken. But Mela, they are considered as the heter is nikra on the cholent and not nikra on the Dover Shish Matir. Masha'inke, in the case where it's nitzrach for the Tarevis, when you have the Mayim or Melach, which are nitzrach for the Tarevis, then I think the heter is nikra al-shem the Isser. The Isser is, why eat the egg the Isser when you can eat the egg? Where do you want to eat the egg? Inside the Issa, the heter. The Chur, there you can say, it is nikra al-shem the heter. Mashenkin, according to the Ram, you could be Malchem, but the Pasha says at the end of the day, it's Bimashen Yaminim. Bimitsiyas, the Dimina Asmi is not the same. So, very good that in Heter, they're both considered Heter, because Lach Hazman is going to have Heter, but at the end of the day, it's Bimashen Yaminim. It's not David to Bimashen. Therefore, you know, it's, we're not going to have the Dimina, the Mashishmatir Bachal. So, we don't know that the Torah doesn't take the Ram. But even Tosfos is a Chiddush. In Rashi, we're giving it together, we can say that Rashi is masking to that. It could be that Tosfos holds like Rashi and holds that that's not considered Bimimim. But the Chorah Tosfos would be Mukhaf to learn, it's not so shver, that's the truth. Why? The Ram brings down the Tosfos in the Norma that's in Beit Noman Aleph. Tosfos says that Mayim Umelach is considered Min Biminoi in Isa. And the Ram is Chorah. And the Ram says, that's not Shah. The Ram says the reason is because even by min b'she'ein I minoi, kokama that there's a heter now, that's considered a reshish matirim. So the Ram lehedi is chelak on the stasis. So it's not sure to say that this din only passes according to Rashi and does not pass according to the Ram, which would be the first nafkamin that we have halacha as to whether or not this is considered a reshish matirim. How do we pass on the end of the day? We'll have to wait, like you said, till the end. Now, what's the pshat in this halacha? Miyum libno ba ma'echol inasim b'kedera l'sakan agedera kigoyin shemolu utar negrelis ena b'telo. What's the reason why? Says the Taz. Miyum libno loizu achzu noka. The loizu libno ba ma'echol the ovid lechazusa v'taymo el afilu inasim b'kedera l'sakan the mikrigam kimim b'minoi. It's also considered min b'minoi. Says the Taz that the reason why libno ba ma'echol is considered dover sheish matirim is because it's Ovid lechazusa ulataymo. What's the pshat? Therefore what? So the truth is the Prima Gadam earlier in Simen Tzadiches, the Taz already quotes this Gemara. We didn't really know what was going on then. In Sifkatan Yud Aleph. By Shuman, the Taz was asking that Lechor Shuman should be considered Ovid lataymo. He says, "Umay shenomi beitzah shenoldu beyomtev v'libenu by Michael." The pasuk Baruch Haim Simen Tavkuf Yudgim. What leim hanishishim? Kivin to the time of Avida. V'af api shemaz kishom time of vichazusa. Nikamokam v'adekan tam lechoroisim. That's only by davar sheish matirim that you need time of vichazusa. Mashenkin by davar sheino matirim. That's not only time of vichazusa. Why do we need time of vichazusa? Says the Prima Gadim here. The Mishpat says. He says. V'af deshom tarti ba'inun chazusa v'taima haynu the time will chud ein oisushom like gozer v'davar sheish matirim al tam mishum chazusa v'taima havi kemam mashik ayin si mitav kaf yur gimo. The halacha is for those that started to dalit there are mof asking that we do not say davar sheish matirim by tam only by mamashis or mamashis in muah or if there was mamashis inside then we say davar sheish matirim mashikim by tam ba'alma says the Ramah we do not say davar sheish matirim. Mamelo, Sai Chazusa, and Sai Taimo are not considered mamashas. However, when you have both Chazusa and Taimo, says the Prima Gadam, Havi Ki Mamashay. Then you really have two things. It's Kimata Yanta Zachas here. You mamash have Kilo, you have Mamashas here. You have the Tam, you have the Chazusa. It looks like it's here, it tastes like it's here. You gotta be Messias and Sakanan here. That has the Din of Mamashas that we're gonna say the Din of Dhamashish Matir. However, if you look at the
Shachir, the Shach says we don't need both Chazusa and Taima. Shach is a Fkot and Hei. Miu of Libnoi, Kivin Dulek Chazusa of it, Loi Batal. The Yisra Baruch Haim, Simitavkot Yud Gimel, Simitavkot. He says you don't need both of them. The Shach says, why do you not need both of them? So if you look at the Prima Gadol, the Prima Gadol says in the Sittas, Mashma de Chazusa lechud Loi Batal. If I rachna Loi Batal, Loi Batal. Mashma de chazus lechud loy batal. It's mashma. This has nothing to do the part of fum riato. When you read this prima gadol, it sounds like when the shach said that the reason why it's not batal is because it's over the chazusa. It's mashma. There's no shach that didn't daver shish matir. Be'etzim, anything which is over the chazusa is nicker. Anything which is nicker can be batal. You can see it in the sign. The same way that by tam is nicker, nicker is the idea tam. Nicker is the idea chazusa. You see the isra inside can become batal. However, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Gimel, exactly where the Shach is Mitzayin, he brings down first the Magen Avraham learns like the Taz that says, "Amagen Avraham Farish." It's Mishnah Berurah in Kotam Tes. "Amagen Avraham Farish Debeinu Dafta Tervayu Chazusa Vitaynu." That's like we saw in the Taz. That's the Tirma Moshes. "Avol B'Shach Biyaridei Siman Kuf Beis of Kotam Hay Involve V'Chin Bebir Agrosham Mefarishin Nakavanu LeChazusa Oylatayu." That doesn't, you don't need both of them. Chazusa or Taima. Chazusa or Taima, Akhari is talking about, and there in Sifkatan Yud, he says, Ayde Chazusa Vitaima, whatever, according to the Magen Avraham, Chazusa Vitaima together, or according to the Shach and the Gurion, Chazusa or Taima, it makes it into a Darvish Shematri. That's how the Gurion learns here, he says in Purush. And the Simon talks of Yud Gimel, he says, Shom Sif Gimel, Midid Lechazusa, says the Gaim, Ratzalaymer, Kol Sheba Lezachim, Bein Lechazusa, Oy Lechazim, you don't need both of them. Havi Kimin Bimimim, Av Mishum Chazusa, Bulay Dover Shish Matirim, Enosa. The whole din of Chazusa that answers is not by Dover Shish Matirim. But something which is not a Dover Shish Matirim, it doesn't answer. Mavura, that in the fact that the Mishnah Berurah equates the Gaim and the Shach, that he's learning that this is din, Dafko by Dover Sheish Matirim. By Dover Sheish Matirim, we say, Chazusa gives it a din, kilo as if there's something inside, and Rizak and Rebatal. Why? To save safe, at the end of the day, even though generally we would say that Chazusa is batal, nevertheless, when it's Dover Sheish Matirim, we're going to be more batal because it's never had it. At the end of the day, save safe, Hashem, decline a visitor, decline a banter. And Lalacha, that's how the Remember, who says that's how we pass him with this going, which is like the Shach, and this is really the Mishnah Berurah. In Hilchos Yom Tov, that either Chazusa or Taima makes it into a Dover Sheish Matir. There's others here, there's the Chavetz Chas, in Sitkot Anav, that brings out the Ayin Pesi places, Shein Mishim Epir Chodesh, the Chazusa in Eretz Erech Mitzur Hano, who causes the Chazusa in Eretz Mashu, in Eretz Erech Mitzur Mashu. Yom HaKosav. If you look at the Pir Chodesh inside, and Prim Gadam brings them down earlier, the Pir Chodesh understands that it's really a Ibayid Le'ifshito in Bava Kama, and therefore, anytime that you have a suffix derayis al chumra, a chazusa which is this derayis al chumra, and if the derabban will go to kula. However, the grain of the shach, and this is the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins, is that chazusa generally is not is batal, and it's only by davar sheish matirim that can be machmer. The shach is farvas. Why is chazusa a type of batal? The current the same way that we say by tam that it's nekiris oidei tam, it's nekiris oidei chazusa. Your red food coloring, which is also that they got out of a snail, lechur it's going to be it was masarav inside. You can see it in the candy. Then why should we bottle? Lechur it's nicker. Lechur the pshat is that the only thing that we're machmer by when you get to tam is inyoni achila is dafka something which gives tam. If it doesn't give tam, then even though we know that the issue is inside, but you can't taste it. Min b'minoi is bottle cham b'shem. If you have three pieces. If it's not nicker which, then it's bottle chabitre, and you're allowed to eat all three of them, even together. You can't eat all three of them together, and if you taste it, you're going to have to spit it out. But by min b'mina, you don't know, the Torah is not makhmer. Kokama that you can't tell where the iser is, the Torah was a makhmer. We say that it's bottle. Tam, on the other hand, even though you can't get it out, the mice you can taste it. The Torah is machmer when you can taste it. Okay, so over here, aside, first of all, there's no mamashes. Second of all, even though by tam there is mamashes, there's no mamashes, and nevertheless we're machmer. But since you don't taste it, so therefore we weren't Chazal weren't machmer on it.
to say that it shouldn't be considered bottle. You could say, Ulai Yish Medamer Yis Davar Zeh, there's Machlekes in Simuk of Dalet. Let's say somebody puts in a spoonful of black pepper into a pot of soup. And then you find out afterwards that the black pepper is also. Now there's 40,000 granules of black pepper inside of the soup. You can't take them all out. You'll be here from today till next year trying to pull out every single piece, and you still won't be able to take out every single black piece. Is that considered Nikar Isser? Or is that not considered Nikar Isser? No, so we do the timeout, so we don't have bad example. Unless there's so much that you don't taste it. It could be that the pot is so big you won't taste it. Is that considered Nikar? What's that?
The pot is so big, is that cool? Is that still going to be called Nikar?
Yes. You could see every single solitary piece of black.
See all the small pieces of black.
So not 40,000, 39.5. See most of them. The question is, how do you get them all out? Is that considered? Says the Rambam, that's not considered Nikar Isser. However, the Taz is very limited. And the Taz says, and really says it's Batal B'Shishim. Says the Rambam, says the Taz is very limited. The Taz says, no, that is Kinnikar. Rahavi Kinnikar, the Epsilon of Ari, and it's not even Batal B'Shishim. Kumtai said, even though it's a nicker, the iser is nicker, you're able to see the piece of the black pepper, according to the Ramah, the chura is going to be batal. Because we see that it could be nicker, the iser, and nevertheless it's going to be batal, kokama that you have shishim and you don't taste it. So to over here by Tazusa, and the chura, even the taz is going to be maskim over here. Because the taz is machmir there, because at the end of the day, it's shaykh to be machmir the piece of the black pieces. You might not be able to get them out at the end of the day, but b'mitzias, each black piece is not nesarav b'mitzias inside. Mashiach over here, chazusa is nesarav, it's no mamashis. It's nesarav and gansan inside. So the fact that there's chazusa doesn't always mean that that's what you nikar iser. Raya l'davar, we have this ramal, that even though you see every single black piece, if it's not shaykh to be machredit, that's not considered nikar iser, and it's going to be batal b'shishim, kokama you don't have tam. So over here, kokama that there's no tam, then in a chram, we're able to be mekel. Which the curds and have enough to be able to get to the different candies and marshmallows and other things that they put in types of food coloring. That the food coloring is not dam, it's just food coloring. It's chazusa. Chazusa, the chur, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is tasking, it's dafkadin by Davashish Matirim, that we say chazusa is not bottle, but sam is it, the way the grain says. But by Shara Dvarim, in a chanami, chazusa will be bottle.
Why not?
Yeah, but here you can't be makkah. But here, since it was nesarav inside, there's no mashus. Therefore, you can't be makkah with the taste. You're right. I see red, so I know that there has to be that there's. But there's no way the entire thing turns red. So where exactly is this? Where is this inside? What? Where exactly though? But the entire thing is only one drop. So maybe there is Isra all over, but there's no way to say that that's considered as if it's Nikar. There's black pieces all over. The fact that there's black pieces all over, it doesn't mean that it's Nikar Isra, you can't get it out. The fact that you see it, Labdafk is Machayim, that's considered Nikar Isra, Kokama, that there's no way to be Machayim at the end of the day.
Samachom,
because that's how it is. By Surian also, the grain brings down at the end of the day that we're going to be Machayim. That Gurion says, even though by Stami Surim we're not Machmer, V'af agav diboilu b'bava kama yichazusa b'ilsi v'lo yivshito. Nevertheless, Mikabogim calls it b'yisr hanu. And the last halacha is just Sofik. The Machaber passes v'afilu Sofik v'nolda b'yontif v'nesarva b'achir, tesuris. That even if it's a Sofik d'avish yish matir, the Taz says that this is the Chumrah that we have by Davar Shish Matirim over Beria and Davar Choshev and other things that we say that are not part of Elif. That even when it's a Safik, it's a Safik Beria, Safik Chatech with the Skavi, Safik Davar Choshev, all those things are part of Elif. Lashenkin over here, it's a Safik Davar Shish Matirim, Safik which Taranagilis it came from, Safik Ukidem, was it a Trefo or was it not? Was it a... Or it's Safik whether or not it's a Shefo. That's a Shabbos, Davar Shish Matirim. Safik was, if it was born on Yom Tov, if it was hatched on, it was laid on Yom Tov. Nevertheless, We're makor for Davar Sheish Matirim.
What's the reason why? The pashtus is because Davar Sheish Matirim is a svar about the tefanim and tefanim matter. So you're right that it's a suffix here. But we might see a way to get out of it that shouldn't even be a suffix.
If it would only be a suffix, it would apply the suffix forever. So that we're not going to be makor by suffix by the Rabbanim.
But over here, there's a way to get out of it. It's not going to be a suffix. You wait till tomorrow after Yom Tov. It's not going to be a shalom b'chol.
Then we're machmer even by a suffix, and it could be even by a speksiko,
like we saw that the shach brought down here now the bach.
Kenzan, even by a speksiko, we're going to be machmer by a davar sheish matirim.
However, most of the poskim, many poskim, Kivegev, Kadosh, others, point out that this is dafka by a speksiko b'metzitz, but by a speksiko b'dino, it's a shayla, machlokes poskim, then we will be mekel. Even by a skilled tzvei, they say, and will be mekel even by a davar sheish matir.
Exactly the svara, about the shulchan gives the svara. I cannot say that I understood it, and therefore I'm going to leave it for the oil. For anybody who wants to see this in the urim, on daf kof samachay. Sif beis. Yesh mi shayinu, shal yomur davar sheish matir melech shamatir osid lovay al koponim. You don't know whether or not this Tarnagrilis will give birth to another, will hatch, will lay another egg, or it'll live for 12 months. Therefore, you're not going to find out whether it's not be yodeh to find out whether or not it's a treifel. And therefore, it does not have a din of a davar sheish matir. Now, the shach is ma'ir. Le'idati lama kasa machaber tizev shem yish mishayimer. I've heard the Rashi and the Tur, and maybe it's even a Gemara, say that there's such a head that it's not considered a davar sheish matir. It's not if in a matter of some davar yakol panim. Vosef is that the machaber brought it down, and we don't find anybody that's chaylik. So the shir brachon, it's all in the back of the Machon Yerushalayim Shulchan Aruch. I think the Messiah and also, I think the Sefer Yeshua again. No, Tshuva Me'Avo. The both Messiah that the Kesef Mishnah says, Vidas the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that the Rambam holds that a Davar Sheish Matirim, even if it's not Asid Lovay Al Koponim, is still considered a Davar Sheish Matirim. And it was Isser, even if the Heter is not going to come automatically, it's still considered a Davar Sheish Matirim. He wants to be Masber, says, Rimoini Badin, we saw it's considered a Davar Choshev. And if it falls into another Tarevis, that is only another fell into one Tarevis and from there to another Tarevis. That's not enough according to the Rambam. It has to go into another Tarevis. Even though by Avodah Zarah, a case of Avodah Zarah that falls from one Tarevis to another Tarevis, that's considered Sveikum or Mekel, by Rimoini Badan, the Rambam is more Machmer. It has to go into a third Tarevis. The question is, what's the difference? Says the Kesef Mishnah, Rimoini Badan might smash, and then they won't be a Davar Choshev anymore. Of course, the chur is not going to smash that, it's going to crack in half. Mashaykin or Tabas. But Rimoini Badan might break, and therefore it's Zayman to a Davar Shiyesh on Matir. You don't know if it's going to break. It's not Asim Lovay Al-Lapana by itself. It might break, but you don't know if it's going to break. The Rambam holds, he says in one side, says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam holds that even if the Heter is not Asim Lovay Al-Lapana, nevertheless, it's considered a davar sheish matir. But Melo, the Kesef Mishnah Shitasim, Vesiyasim says the Mechaber passes Yesh Mishayimir, because the Mechaber Alein in the Kesef Mishnah says that that's the Ram, the Kesef Mishnah is not that way. Could be that there's other Rams that the Kesef Mishnah says not that way, but they're both Mitzayimis. Mitzad Sheni, we have a Yamshal Shlemin that says this is the only defining factor of whether or not it's considered a davar sheish matir. It has to be that the head is going to be Yovei Al Kapana by itself. Mashenkin B'yodai, according to Yamshah Shlaimi, it's not a Svar B'chlal. And even if it's B'yodai, if it's not going to happen by itself, it's not considered Davar Sheish Matirim. The first Gemara that says that the Dorm is considered Davar Sheish Matirim. That's only like the Pesach Shuvah says, because it's Mitzvah L'Shuli Alem. It's actually a Shalom of Yirsi here in the Taz. Is it Mitzvah L'Shuli or Motzi L'Shuli? According to the way that the Pesach Shuvah, others say, and also the Hashulim, say that it's considered that the heter is going to come automatically because the mitzvah is truly there. So you're going to go ahead and do the mitzvah. Mashenkin hagala, even though some of them are error, what are you going to do with hagala? Hagala is also mitzvah. What are you going to do? You have to take out the pot. And then he says that, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Mashenkin hagala ain't a mitzvah, ela atzolas hefsid. Now you don't have to throw out the pot. It's not the etzim a mitzvah. Hagala is not a mitzvah. Here, Mitzvah Natrilia, it says that somebody is neither Kilo Bon Obama, Mamakai Mai, Kilo Hikar Vala Karban. So,
you don't want to be makir a carbon on a bala, you have to be machal on it. You have to be shayl on your nether. Mamela kilu oimin lakah, and it's for sure going to happen. Now, the Achrayim all bring down the Chavazdas, amongst them, Behediv, Ketua, they all quote the Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek has Eisen Akasha. He says, I don't understand Shadamus Rajba. The Rajba says that the Fikach, Beitus, Osafik, Trefa, Shemus, Arab, Acheris, Einu Bedin, Dabashi, Shematirim, Kishinu Matar, Bavadai, Einu Beyodim. The Matar is not Bavadai, it's not for sure going to be that it's not a Trefa. And it's Einu Beyodim. You can't decide whether that's a Trefa or not. But if not for that, then it would be an Ekonomi, Dabashi, Shematirim. Correct the Tzemach Tzedek, to the Tzemach Tzedek, Mamar of Shachat is not a Dabashi, Shematirim. Mamar of Shachat should be Bavadai. Why? We don't know whether or not this vase is from a trefa or not. On the side that it is from a trefa, then it's aser now. So it should be bottle. It's vada isa. On the side that it's not from a trefa, there's been this viral after 12 months that it's not going to live that long. It's not a trefa. From day said it was never aser. It's either vada isa or vada heter. There's no iser now that's going to be heter tomorrow. Says the Tzemach Tzedek, no. You're right that at the end of the day, it's going to be nizbar if it's not a treifa, that it was always mutter. And klap b'shmaya gali, it could be that it's even heter today. But the vayla, you have an iser right now to eat it. It's oimin b'safik iser. Since it's oimin b'safik iser, therefore it's considered a davashish matir. Because the safik iser will be nizmar after. B'yezer bir, the Rav Shimon, Shar Yesher, in Shar Aleph, Barakhes, he brings down this neither. And he says, the Bechol Safik Isser, Ike Isser Naisef, Mivad Etzema Isser Shuv the Safik, Ike Isser Vadai Shloilecha Bashar Shalom the Safik. Afim Kame Shemaya Glaio, the Dover Motor. He says that in addition to every Vadai Isser, in other words, over here we have a tzad that this Beitza is from a Trefo, and if it is, it's awesome. That's the Vadai Isser. On the tzad that is from a Trefo, it's Vadai Isser. But we don't know that it's from the Trefo. It's a suffix. The suffix iser is also a vada iser. There's an iser to eat a davar, which is aimed at the suffix. You're right, kavish ma'i gali, you might be inspired at the end of the day, attack was heter. But the vayla that you don't know, there's an iser to eat something which is aimed at the suffix. But mela, this iser is considered a davar shish matir. But mela, the Rajba had to come on to a different time and say that the only reason why it's mutter is because it's aimed at the other, it's aimed at the other. Ain't a matter of avada, ain't a biyade. But if not for that, then the fact that it's going to be mutter lach hazman, it's either going to be nizbar that it's always mutter or it's always aser. That doesn't make it into a. That's not a reason why it should be bottle. Because the vayla you have an iser, it's oyimid b'safik iser. The only shal is why is it oyimid b'safik iser? Mamanashach. Safik iser means there's a tzad that it's aser, but on the tzad that it's aser should be bottle. You're right. It only passes safik iser if there's a tzad that there's real iser. But on the tzad that there's real iser, then there's bittul right now. You can only have a safik if there's a safik that it might be aser. But there is no safik that it might be aser. You're right. You're being masber that you right now you don't know. You don't know whether or not it's going to be it's iser now or it's heter. So you have a safik. But you can only have a safik that would pass if there was no bittul b'chlal. You don't know if this is going to be a trefa. It's not a trefa. If it wasn't this hour, this is a trefa, it's not a trefa. Then it's a vada iser to eat something which is aimed at even though it might be in this bar afterwards that attack wasn't. But here there's already a tarivis. Kogama that there's a tarivis and there is no iser b'chlal. There is no tzad iser. The iser is bato mamela. Efshar the pshat is, I think we mentioned this in the past, I thought the magi on the Shubas HaRajbo wanted to time this. I saw it other places also, that it only passes a bittul if you have vada iser. If you have vada iser, then it passes a bittul. Well, come that you have a safik iser, there's no din bittul. The whole din bittul is only in a massive of iser, then you have a din bittul. Well, come you have a safik iser, there's no din bittul. It's like, what? Bittul's not a matzis, like we said. Like it's always, it's only when it's noida a tarivis. It's the same thing. It's only called come that it's noida that there's a tarivis. It's a matzah. Well, come that it's no, that's something. Why should it should be bottle off? Even if Safik Isser should be bottle. Safik Isser is a Dabar Shish Matir. The question is, why is there Safik Isser here? On the tzad, it should be bottle. On the tzad that is Isser, on the tzad that is Vav Isser, it should be considered bottle. It should be bottle. Teretz says that it can't be bottle because the Safik Isser is being my name then.
Alright, what can Safa get there?
That's it. Why is it?
It's only off the Safa. It's only off the Safa, but you're asking. And you don't come to the Rishish Matir. Interesting. What's that? It's a Naya Isser. It's not stronger Betzim. The Isser tells you, Gufa, in this case, you can't. The Safik tells you, in this case, you can't eat it. Since you don't know what the Allah is. You're right, if we would have known, but we don't. Rather, we don't. I know the Chavazdas Berhitiv. The Chabura said this past week on the Berhitiv from Rav Garden, Rav Weinstein Shlita. For those that missed them, they can speak to them afterwards. But the Iker Yisoid of the Tzemach Tzedek, that something which is going to be Nizvar al-Akhar Zman is still considered a Dover Shesh Matirim, that Lachurro is Oymid, is in the Kutus HaShoriv HaMachlekes. I don't know if anyone saw yet, it's the accumulation of the time a little bit, but the Kutus HaKesef at the end brings down that anything which is Netzra b'teku, a davar which is netzra b'teku. So it's going to be mutter k'shiyavi Eliyahu. You have the same time now. Baman of Shach. If Eliyahu Nevi is going to come and tell you that it's asur, then it was always asur. Elamai Eliyahu Nevi is going to tell you that it's mutter, so then it was always mutter. It's not that it's an isra. Davar shesh matirim, that's our big problem, Tzemach Tzedek says. Davar shesh matirim is that you have isra which is going to turn into heter. Here you don't have isra which is going to turn into heter. It's going to, if it was isra, then it's always going to blab isra. And if it's heter, it's always going to be heter. This is in a chlam, it's such a thing. It's not considered davar shesh matirim. Okay, we'll get up to the Nikudas literally and figuratively later. But it's Sevdalan. But that's this Nikuda that something is considered Davar Shesh Matirim because it's Oymid B'Safek, that is not Ongenumen Lekuli Alma. Right now, because be inspired. That's because you have matzah asaf. That you have matzah asaf. That's only because it falls under the gather of something that are one of them. That's what should be. Because since you don't know what should be. There's one other needed, and that is. Let's say, is it considered a davar sheyesh lo matirim? Is it considered a davar sheyesh lo matirim? If it's not going to be heter gomer tomorrow. There's going to be a kula in the iser. I'll try to finish up quickly. Is it considered a davar shesh matirim if by waiting till tomorrow there's going to be a kula in the iser? So we saw that the Shach says, it's a gimel, that you have a chiv to wait from, if the keli is ben yoma, you have a chiv always to wait till it's a ben yoma, even if you're not going to be machmir to do agala. There's a chiv to bring it down from Issa the Reis to Issa the Rabbanu. There's a Tzemach Tzedek here, and this is true as a base, that says that if you can go from 2 Yisrael to 1 Yisrael, you should also wait. The Mishpat says, brings down over here in Oiz Gimel, Veda. Dem achshav vaday lachas man tia sofik oy plutte der avasa das amin chasiachin de mikavoka mikri domas yesh matirim v'chol ma de choyin alachas v'heter odin. You get it down from a vaday iser to sofik iser, that's also kol ma ashe techan v'iser techan v'sofik iser iser vaday techan v'iser sofik, which is also the chur can then only passes according to Rashi of the can then also doesn't pass. The Yad Yehuda wants to tie now that if it's going to turn into a sofik, then Venta. Depends what type of suffix it's going to be. If it's going to be a suffix daraisa, so suffix daraisa goes to Chumrah, and we're going to say it's not bottle. So there's no reason to wait till tomorrow to say that it shouldn't be, that it should turn into a suffix, because midare, especially knowing that suffix daraisa la Chumrah is a din daraisa, which is way too fast, and I like the Rambam. Suffix daraisa la Chumrah is a din daraisa, so then come place midaraisa, you can have your machmer tomorrow, and it's not going to have bittles. So there's no reason to wait till tomorrow, because even today, side by side, today, side tomorrow, you can have din daraisa. Masha'in king.
if you it's going to be a din derabbanan tomorrow, it's going to be something derabbanan tomorrow in a chanami, you should in a chanami something derabbanan lekula. And then it's going to be mutter tomorrow, and therefore it's going to be considered a davar shish matirim today. There's some that time. Okay. Sif Gimel. Please, Shenez Arab Bliyas Nisr, Shenez Arab Achirim, Ve'inu Nikr, Batl Barin. Ve'inu Nisr, Dav Shish Matirim. What's the reason why? So there's many reasons why a Kli might not be considered Dav Shish Matirim. The first reason is, like the Ramah says, if you should start, Kli Tila Vaitoit, Lagila, Kol Gates, Lazif. That's the Rajba, that if you have to be Mitzi Yitzos, it's not considered Dav Shish Matirim. The second reason is, like the Ramah says, in Sif Dalin, that they were only great to Dav Shish Matirim by Mamashis and not by Tam. And over here, it's only Tam. That was Nivla inside. The third reason is, like the Taz brings down, he's Machir at the end, but he says, this is Svara. In a Nesar Yochalas, he gets me an Iser. If the Iser which was Nivla inside the Kli is not a Dav Shish Matirim, then he can't make the Kli, it's a Dav Shish Matirim. The next reason is, like the Marshal brings down, the Taz brings down from Marshal, that it's not about, Kivin Shaina had no Mamim, Mikoyach Zman. Marshal Hashitas that holds that the only time it's considered Dav Shish Matirim if it happens automatically, over here it doesn't happen automatically. The Mekiva Eger, the Pesach Truv brings down from Mekiva Eger, that's not considered Dav Shish Matirim because even tomorrow, Ayideh HaGolah, tomorrow, you also have to come with the dinner bittul. Bliyas that are Einu Ben Yoimai are not mutter to be eaten, they have to be in this battle also. We're not Machmer that have to be in this battle in Shishim, they have to be in this battle Chol Parz and Reiv. So it's not a Dav Shish Matirim because tomorrow also you're going to have to come with the dinner bittul. There's no Hefter tomorrow on Bliyas of Einu Ben Yoimai. It's not in Skalpa Lagami that it's Bliyas that are not a day old. It's like an Avelis Rucha that is Mutter. It doesn't have a din of an Avelis Rucha. It's Bliyas that are not so Mishmak. They're not Mashbiach, the Maicha they go into. But it's not that they're not Roy Lachila. Maybe they still need a din Bittel, says Rukhi Vegan. But maybe since you have to come out to Bittel, even by waiting till tomorrow, you have to come to din Bittel. There's no reason to wait till tomorrow to do Bittel when you can do it today. And the last reason is, possibility, is, like we'll see in the Tzlach, because the Shuvalein says this is the Pshat, that since you can be Mishnah side today and side tomorrow, therefore we're not going to be Machmer. Now the Chor, there's going to be not convenience between the different timing. If the time is like the Ramah says by us, if you should serve by Tzilah by Tzoris, like Yilam Chok is possessed, then I call if you have Mokhan Vazman. Sometimes you don't have to be Mishnah by Tzoris. If you happen to be the first cousin of the guy that on Erev Pesach boils up the huge thing by the corner, and you live by the corner, and all you have to do is walk outside and stick this thing in. It doesn't take you any time or any money. And the Chanami, you're going to have to do the Chorbi Machmer Al Tzitos. Mashiach, if you hold like the Marshal, if you hold like the Ramah that says that the reason is Al Tzitam, then in every Tzir, you're never going to have to make them. If you hold that the reason is because they're in an Esayah Chalas, so then what would be in the case where the Nesar, where the Isser, is a Dav Shish Matirim? Helmet from Pesach. It is considered a Dav Shish Matirim. So we should be able to ask in the Kli also. Ulai. In such a case. It's not going to be anything here by then. Okay, there could be time and the differences between the reasons. How do we pass in La Locha? The Machaber goes, the Kula that we talk, I don't have to be, he's Isaisim, and Mashmoy says that he's not Machalik. And in any case, you do not have to do Hagav. However, Shach brings down from Naril that he's chiluk on the ethnic form of the Rajba, and he says, Maril Meshuva, chiluk gam al kein al Rajba, da yisol ad vilei hefsid muatu. Ukin chajrin paragazov. That this is, the hefsid of Hagala is considered hefsid muat. Ve'yishlochush ledvar v'mokum chen hefsid muatu. And he should pass like him. That's Kinir l'chor what Maril said. Maril said that it's not considered hefsid. He says, Yishbichoy shvim muat, not hefsid muatu. That's what Maril said. If it is hefsid muatu, so then, in the Chalabi, Maril's going to ask him that that's considered hefsid muatu. Nevertheless, the gam nirli sheish leshes akeil mashiush ain ben yemer. The osharim and atar. You should always keep the wait. Even in the case of hefsin meruba, you should wait till the akeil mar ain ben yemer to be first to be mishnah for them. Because then you're taking down from the derais of the derman. So says paskins the shach that if the iser that we're handling is the iser, if the hagola is going to be is not hefsin meruba, then you should be machmer to do hagola on all the kelim. If it's going to be Hesed Merubah, then you should hold up his weight till it's Ein Ben Yermai, and then you don't have to do a Hagala on all of them. Nevertheless, in a case where it's Min B'Shein Eminai, says the the shach. In other words, let's say it was nivla into a kli of chazer, was nivla into a kosher kli. So you're going to taste the chazer when you cook your meat inside. Then you should be machma like the bach to do agala on one of the kelim.
Nothing to do with
the shishmatir. Nothing to do with the shishmatir. L'chur. The Pasha says that it's nothing to do with the Darshish Matir. Now, Mikom Mokom, he says, even the lack of Seda, Yish Lahach Merkidiv Yabba. What does it mean that there's no Seda? You have to do Agala, one Kli. How could there's no Seda? Says the Prima Gadam, the reason why there's no Seda is because Saidi said one of the Klis was Nivla, Ratzaloymar, the Balavach Echa Trefo. Before it was Nasar, you had one Kli which was a Trefo, which Chaz was Nivla inside. You had to do Agala on that Kli anyhow. So Saivi say you have to do Agol on one of the kelim before the Sire. So do Agol on one kli, and that's not considered a Hesed B'chlal. What's the Nafkamina though? Let's say you have a kli, a milchig kli, that was the Sire and a fleshig kli. There you didn't have to do Agol on the kli beforehand. The kli was what the Rishtamshis beforehand. B'meil, in such a case, in a Hanami, even according to the Shach, you're not going to have to be Machmer to go ahead and do Agol on one of the kelim, because if it was Nivla, let's say you have the pots all look the same. Okay. The same pots, nothing inflation, chas v'chalila, chas v'shom. Before you were able to be chiritz it with the hole, for those that haven't figured it out yet, the mirror, utensils, sakum, the ones that have a hole in it are milchik, and the ones that do not have a hole in it are fleshik. If you have a cat with a hole while you're eating your chicken soup, you should stop.
The bowls are full.
The answer they shouldn't be. The Taz, on the other hand, says. That you should be ein laHashetan zman merubo. Elim kein yachshir kulum. You should not be mashir them as mam meruba, unless you can mashir all of them. And this is for a different reason. Bechal. This is since you're right that one pot is bottled in the other two pots, and it's not a problem of davashish matirim. It'll be bottled. However, you have a different problem, and that is that if you're going to use all the pots at the same time, then you have the issue that we have in Simi Koftes. You're not allowed to eat all three pieces if you have a piece of nevelo, that was the sarah, and two pieces of kosher meat. You're not allowed to eat all three pieces at the same time, because you're eating vada yisra. So too, let's say you're going to make three, you're having a lot of people for Shabbos. You take three pots, and you make chong. Motzei Shabbos, you take the leftovers of all the chong, and you stick them into one pot, and you heat it up. Come to us, you have bliyas of all the three pots together, and you're eating it in your chong. Sometimes says the Taz, therefore you should not keep them around a long time without doing Hagala on all of them. Yesh Lain, like them was Mer, keeping them around a long time, so they can be any Benyam. Any Benyam is nice time of Kam. What do you have to be worried about? The Chayim Ready Mer, this I saw, the in the back of the Mechayim Yerushalayim, Shacharach. But those that were Zeichen, Tam. Numerous different answers given, but Bechlal, the Etzem Yisoid of the Taz, that he says you have to do Agol on all of them, Lachur, the Allah Nesim Koftes is, you don't have to, as long as you don't eat them all together, it's not a problem. If you get rid of one of them, then you're never going to have issues. Lachur, you only have to do Agol on one of them. And Betzem, that's what the Prima Gadol says, Omna Masha Kosova Taz, Lahagol Kulam, Kosova Merchas Yaakov, Nemagol Kuyef, and Medai. All you have to do is one, and then you really don't have the problem of Simi Koftes. La Alocha Le Maisa, the Chacham was Adam Paskins, and this is where the Bada Shochan Paskins, La Alocha, that you should wait till the Kalim are Eina Ben Yeiman, but he does not make the Chilik of the Shach between Hesem Ruba and not Hesem Ruba. Betzem, according to the Mechaber, you don't even have to wait till Zayin Ben Yeiman. It's Mutter right away. Says the Chafas Adam, you should wait till Zayin Ben Yeiman, because then you're at least taking it down from the Reis of the Rabbanan, and that's where the Bada Shochan goes. However, the way that Rebbe's Paskin is that you shouldn't be Semech, it goes like the Shach, only be Semech on the Mechaber, the Hesem Ruba. And therefore, in our case of the seminary girl who came and washed the different spoons, and you had one spoon there that you had one fleshiga spoon that you used by accident for milk, and you got nesarav now, and you put it on the side, and she took it into the nesarav and all the rest of the spoons. It's lechur and not a hefsin rumba to do agal on all your spoons. You could just fill up your kumkum, stick them inside, and turn it on, and you're good to go. So her that takes approximately between 5 and 10 seconds, and not more than 50 agarot probably. Therefore, the chur is not a long time, and therefore you have a way to what? Maybe. And it was worth it that they washed all the dishes on the Shabbos. There would be lechur, there's between pots and silverware. If you have 10 pots that look the same, and one pot was nisar, and it's gimel kislev, and now you have to wait till Shabbos mevarchem, till you're going to keep all your pots, you have to do agalah, because you don't have a big enough pot to do agalah for all these pots, and you have to wait till they get that huge vat, then lechur and lechami, till you wait till then, and then they're going to charge you for every single pot also, 7.5 shekel, and then, and if it's a big pot also, it goes up to 10 shekel. Because at the end of the day, you're going to be spending 89 shekel, and you have to wait 4 weeks to use any of your pots in Achanami. That's considered the Chokhma Sodom and the Prichodesh and Kivegar equate Tircha Gedela with Hefsid Merubah. Therefore, the Chari such a thing would be Tircha Gedela, then you would be able to be Makel in such a case. They say, for example, most of the Paiskim are Machmer when you get the Tzvilas Kelim. Let's say you have one cup that wasn't, you weren't taking, and it's Nisarim and 50 other cups. So they say, that doesn't cost anything, so stick it into the Mikvah. So go ahead, stick it in the mikvah. Well, it depends where you live, first of all. In certain places, they say, Osir la'afro kelim, if it's a little bit of kelim, then 3 shekels. It's not a kelim, 5 shekels. 50 kelim, also. And if it's 50 kelim, so nechnami, it might be a hard... Most places don't let you do tefillas kelim in the mikvah that you're tevilin, that people are tevilin. And for good reason. But not just bringing in a 4-foot knife into the mikvah is not a good idea. But I was once in a place that in a camp, and they had hundreds of kelim to be table. And one of the things that did, so a few guys got into the bathing suits, they went to the ladies' mikvah, and it was during the day, and started guys passing in and out, and they had this huge glass serving plate. You have to let go for a second inside. So the guy let go for a second inside, and tried to grab it, and he was not matzlich to grab it. And it hit the bottom and turned into 1,000 pieces. And this is the ladies' mikvah that we used that night. So it's not for no reason that, yes, they had to drain the entire thing. And, if he has the hands were wet, depends, yeah, and Hanami says, hands were wet. The kids are. I follow the Yamakum Azman, and Echanam is going to be a Tirchah Gedela to go ahead and do all the Tvilas Kalim. Yesh Ladin also on Tvilas Kalim, maybe it's considered a Dava Shem Aminim. It's not Potl, it's a Dava Shem Aminim. It's a Dava Shem Aminim, it's not Potl. Kalim Lachari, they don't sell by weight. By. Agav, I just want to be murdered. I was talking to somebody, a Chashvi Yungaman, and he was murdered me that the Gemara in Beitza says that Litra Kasiya is considered a Dava Shem Aminim. A litra is a specific amount. It's a weight. They used to take all the dates and smash them together into a pie, and that was the series. And then they would cut it up and weigh it. There should be a litra, and that's what they would sell us. That means even though they sold it by weight, that was still considered a davar shemini. So lav dafka is something which is considered sold by weight. Mafkia from a davar shemini, from davar chasha, chur, litra kitzias, chur. Davar chasha would be by davar shemkia, chur. This is considered davar chasha. Now, the last nekuda that we just want to handle over here is this Pesach Shuvah that brings down a Feste Geshmak Esvar from the Tzlach. The Tzlach tainas that the whole din of Davar Shish Matirim is dafka in a case where it's once and forever. In other words, you could either eat the davar sheish matir, you could either eat it now, or you could eat it tomorrow when it's heter. You could only eat it once. Ash techlana be'isr, techlana be'heter. Now, be'etzem, this is a svar which is shayach, even by regular sekis. The Gemara says that, on Daf Dal Amud Aleph says, according to Ravashi, that even a Safik Darabanan Shaykh Davar Shesh Matirim. Nothing to do with Taridis. By a Safik Darabanan, you also have to be Machmer to Davar Shesh Matirim. This is one of the Peladic Akashas that all the Achrenim ask on the Ran, is that Lachar, this does not apply according to the Sfar of the Ran. The Ran's whole Sfar is the Sfar of a negate, the Bittul. You can't let the Bittul happen because it's considered Mimbamini. Ravashi says, Lahed Yanatami. Ravashi says that this Shaykh has Sfar of Davar Shesh Matirim by Safik Darabanan. We don't say Safik Darabanan Lakula in a case where it's a Davar Shesh Matirim. It's nothing to do with Bittul Bechlal. How does it pass the Torah of the Ran Bechlal in the case of the Safik? Some say, and Chalam is like Zavarim, don't hold like Ravashi. We'll have to see once again at the end of Siftal, we'll try to work at the end of the day exactly what the Ran holds. But the Torah also by this, so side by Taravis, where's the Darish Ishmatirim? Side by Safik Darabani, where's the Darish Ishmatirim, that we're not Mekel. Says the Tzach, we could be Mekel, that it's not considered Darish Ishmatirim, if there is a Shtamshis today and a Shtamshis tomorrow. For example, when I get the Tiltul, Muktzah. You could be mishtamish with it, you could be metalta today, and you can be metalta the same thing tomorrow. It's not, by being metalta today, it's not being megareya from the tilta tomorrow, so it doesn't pass to say, you can only eat it once, eat it tomorrow instead of eating today. No, I want to eat it today and eat it tomorrow. Be mishtamish with it today and be mishtamish with it tomorrow. It says in the Torah, the Pesach Truth says, from the time when he wrote in the Menachat Tzvi in 7 Kuf Pei Zayin, that it passes when you get to be a sisho, that doesn't, it's not shayach davashish matirim, because shayach today and shayach tomorrow. But really, it says over here, that's the pshat in why you don't have to be machmer by a tefillas kelim, by a galus kelim. If a kli was nivla with iser, it's not considered davar shish matirim, they could do a gal. Because I want to be mishtamash with the kli before I do a gal, and mishtamash with the kli even after I do a gal. I don't want to wait to be mishtamash with the kli. I want to use the kli right now. Really, it's not considered davar shish matirim. Now, agav l'chur, the svar only passes according to the svar of Rashi. This is the Ben HaMachaber in Beit Zot Avdal Aron Alef in the Tzlach. There's a long shtickle when you get the Dovah Shishmat Tirim from the Ben HaMachaber. He says this Svara that his father said only passes according to Rashi. That it's actually Dechlein HaBeis and Dechlein HaBeheter. And here, I want to eat it also now and also later. But Shagin, according to the Ran, that it's Doimah, then what's the difference whether or not you can be Mishtamash then now or Mishtamash then later? At the end of the day, there's no Bittul Bechlal. There's no Svara here. That's what he wants to tell you. Which would be another Nafim Min HaLalacha. Is it Shaykh the Din of the Tzlach? The La Halacha, and so Rebbe says that the Poskim are Seimach on the Tzlach when you get to Tiltul Muktzah Kedemah, which would mean, according to this, when you get to Parashas of the ice cream, that if you have a mini ice cream that was Nesarav in 10 par of ice creams, and you want to eat it now, so Lachara, this is considered Dar Shish Matirin. This mini ice cream you can only eat once. So you either eat it now or you eat it tomorrow. It's a Samech Darabanim. It's not a Dinu. Here it's a Dinu Bittul. Right? It's a Dinu Bittul. Why did I say that? Just a bottle in the... Probably the minute you won't be able to tell when you taste it when the Nazim Afi Gimel. So?
Yes.
Yes.
It's
Memela, it's going to be... It will be... The mini will not be bottled. Why? Because it's davar shish matirim. You could only eat it once. Masha'inkin, if your shayla is the 6 hours pass, and it's now before second saving, you want to have a coffee, something darabanan, then the 6 hours pass or not, l'chur you'll be able to be mekel and say something darabanan l'kul. Because I want to drink a coffee now, and I want to drink a coffee in half an hour. You do want. And therefore. But so in the current such a case, going to the Tzlach would be as far as to be able to be Mekel, and be able to go Likud. The only Likud is, that maybe it's Mitzad to be Machmer, is that there's a big shell here. The Tzlach is not like the Machaber, and the Ramah, and the Rajbo, and everybody else that says it is. They all said that the reason why by Kino it's not considered Dosh Matirim is because you have to be Mekel and Tzlach. That's what the Rajbo says, and the Machaber quotes the Rajbo, and the Ramah goes with that. And everybody else, the Shach and the Taz also are working with the same Svar of Pashtas. That's not the Svar. Why don't they just sign like the Svar? Even if you don't have like Soyuz. Nevertheless, it's not going to be the Svar there. You want to give Svar there right now. Kumtais, that we don't have, that the Svar is not like the Mechamah. So there's various different answers given. One of them, the Yad of Rome over here in Sevdal, it says that a Pas could only be used a certain amount of times. You could only use a Pas 7,846 times. So if you're going to use it today, right now, you're going to be migareya from later on. So at the end of the day, in Hanami, you're not being used it today and tomorrow. Ish line if that applies nowadays, but l'chol pachs that applied for those pots and times in Mechamah and Zazel. It's not a terrace for us maybe, because our stainless steel pots, far aware pots can be used, lifetime guarantee. So it says in the bottom, right? Lifetime guarantee, so you can use it forever.
What?
If it's pretty So, such a in a Hanami, that's why it's not shver from the Mechaber. Others taina that the blia is what's usher inside. The blia, if you're going to be mevashel now, then you're taking out the blia which is inside, is going to be eaten. And the bli can only be eaten once. So you can either eat it now or you can eat it later. And there's others that want to tell you that this is not considered a davar shish matir. Even according to the tzlach, what do you want to say? I want to use it now right before I do agala. How long does it take you to do agala? You turn on the kumkun and you stick on the thing. So exactly when do you want to use the spoon? Right now, right in a second. I don't want to wait 5 minutes to do agala. That's a even the Navy Yehuda is going to be master when it's a Shem Wedes, that, like this case of Caleb, it's not, I don't have to wait till tomorrow. It's not like I have to wait till tomorrow. I have to wait till do Agala. It's Biyadi to do the Agala. Even the Navy Yehuda will be master that that's still together, Dava Sheish Matirim, and you have to be master. Come to it's 5.5 hours, and it's another, whatever it is, shall have a half an hour, depending if it was late, what he did, exactly how long you wait. Then in a Hanami, you don't want to be late the second day, it's another question. But Kenzan, even the Nerdi Wuni Maskim, that that's not considered, that is considered Davishish Matirin, and you have to wait.